Blog Talk Radio. Oh, yes. Hey, guys, this is Wardell Potts, and Lord have mercy, it has been a while. I know it's been a while, and things have been crazy, but I'm so glad to be back on the air with you guys. I hope things are well for you. And, you know, it's been a beautiful thing. I have my granddaughter here with me. And this is great because I've never had the opportunity to say that before, because she's only 3 months old, and she was born December 27th, and she's come to spend the weekend with me, and I'm so excited, and we're just having a great time with her. And you know, we've taken her to the beach. We live across the street from the beach, so we took her over to the beach and you know, just taking pictures with her. She's like a little celebrity here in the house, so we love her so desperately. Savannah is her name, and her mom and her dad have gone over to the island over here at Catalina Island to spend a day over there with her husband. It's his birthday, and so they're having a great time, and I'm happy for them, but I'm really excited for me, obviously. So, but listen, that was a song. That was The Whispers, and I know you guys probably know that, and that was one of the songs that we did with them back in 1980. That was Dynasty actually doing the music for The Whispers, which we did most of the music for Solar anyway. And but that was one of my favorite songs, and so I'm very excited to hear that song. Anyway, listen, I have a really special friend on the line, and I'm going to bring him in right now, and that is Mr. Don Fleming. How are you, Mr. Don?
Hey, Wardell, what's going on with you?
Hey, bro. Hey, listen. Hey, by the way, guys, this guy has his own radio show. He's a radio host out in Arkansas, Little Rock, Arkansas. Tell us a little bit about you and your show, man.
Well, I have an old school radio show every Thursday Central Time from 7 to 8:30 p.m. I play a lot of you guys' music, along with just a lot of great music from the 70s. 80s and 90s, KABF radio out of here in Little Rock, Arkansas. Just, and thank you for allowing me to grace your show, Brother Wardell.
Oh, man, please. You know, love is a wonderful thing, man, and I truly love what you do. I appreciate the fact that you play our music. It kind of sounds like we're old when you say you play old and you play our stuff. And
no,
you know what?
No. Seasoned music. How about that? Seasoned.
Oh, yeah, there
seasoned.
You go. And, you know, it's a blessing because, you know, to actually have done music that people would want to play, you know, decades later is a beautiful thing. So I'm very appreciative, and I'm quite sure a lot of the guys that I work with feel the same way. So, but anyway, I wanted to talk just a little bit, and I want my question that I have for you, and I posted it. It is, why is love so important? Why is it that love is so important? What comes to your mind, Mr. Don Fleming?
What comes to my mind when I think of love?
Wait, I'm putting you on the, but that's what I do.
It's cool. It's cool.
Okay.
It's cool.
Good.
Actually, I think there's so many. Nuances to that, you know. There's an emotional component that's basically a part of human nature. You know, it's something that you feel. It's something that you you want to, from an abstract point of view, grasp and hold. You know what I'm saying?
Right, so, right.
When I believe, you know, when I was a teenager, you know, if I was one of those kids that was basically, you know, the nerd that couldn't get a girl to save my life. And, you know, I was raised around women. And, you know, when you see, you know, the men in your aunt, not saying my aunt was, you know, around or whatever, just the men that were in my aunt's or aunt's lives, the emotional stuff, the trice that they would go through, you know, you kind of absorb that. And I was saying, like, wow, I don't want to feel like that, you know, and I don't want to be the man that will do that to them. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
But again, going back to the whole nuances, it's just, you know, once I got into college and I experienced, you know, the young ladies and whatnot, it was, you know, there was one, I'll just say that, I'll tell the truth, there was one that I wanted to emotionally grasp and hold, and again, not physically, but understand that I was that emotion of love. Now, I don't know if it's pertaining to what you're talking about, but I just feel that there's just so many emotions there. There's so many things that are going on around your head. It's pretty abstract, and it's also concrete in a way, when as far as the physicalities of it. But I'm just talking abstract. But
right.
Go ahead. No, I was just saying, it's just one of those things that you know once you feel it, and mm-hmm. you know. But you know, the floor is yours.
Well, you know, it's just that, you know, like I remember being young like that and having those feelings and not even understanding the power of those feelings. I just knew that because of those feelings, it drove mm-hmm. me. It drove me. It actually created this desire that I had to follow. And that's the power of love, when you don't even know what it is. And it's mm-hmm. causing you to do things you don't even realize you're doing it, because of the feeling of what love sends out. And so it's like the beginning of it. It starts to open up, and it starts to create these feelings are just like, what is this? What is this thing? What is this thing that's causing me to chase? But mm-hmm. you know, I don't want to get too deep into that part of it, because that's a whole nother story. But love to me is so important, because that's what we are. That's why mm-hmm. we were created, because of love. You know, love mm-hmm. created us. So we need it. We need that feel. We need to feel the feelings of love. Rather, you know, a lot of times we get confused with it and we misinterpret it, and we think mm-hmm. something that's not love, or we're misled by it because someone's telling us that we love them, us, even though they don't love us. So it is, but love is so important, because we have been created by it, and so that's who we are. We are loving beings, and that's what we want, mm-hmm. and that's what we need, and that's what we desire. And whether we know it or not, it is, you know, it's the driving force of our lives. And, you know, for me, like when I hurt, you know, the thing that makes me feel so good is when someone says it's going to be okay, you know, and they're trying mm-hmm. to console me. And the only reason these people are doing this is because they care about me. You know, that's the right. beginning of love, right? It's the beginning of, it's like an introduction of, hey, I'm there for you, bud. Don't worry, it's going to be okay. You know, it's a healing thing. It's healing, you know? And right. so that's the part of why love is so important that I wanted to talk about, because it really takes you someplace, and we need to respect it. Ultimately, mm-hmm. that's why we need to respect it and not abuse it and not take it for granted. You know, so many people do that, and it's really sad. I mean, I've done it too. I'm not mm-hmm. perfect at all. But once I realize what I'm dealing with, and that's why I was doing this show, because once you know, then maybe you can act accordingly. But when you mm-hmm. don't know, it's hard to be held responsible for it. You know, it's almost like right. if you, as a kid, God takes those children, and he takes care of children and idiots, you know, crazy people, because they don't really have no grasp on what, you know, their responsibility is as a human.
Right.
So, you know, but, you know, the same thing with this here. If you don't know what love is about, it's kind of hard. I remember going out with a girl that never had a mom, and she was never nurtured by a mother, who someone who mm-hmm. really loved, where you really start to, at that point in your life is when you learn what love is about, even though you don't realize it. You know what it feels like, but you don't know, you know, how to give it. You know, you're just feeling it, like as a child, and you're like, oh, wow. You know, so And she just had no clue on how to love me because she didn't have a mother. She didn't have someone
right.
in her life to love her the way that I felt that I wanted to be loved. And I got
mm-hmm.
my the way that I learned to love was from my mother, you know, my
mm-hmm.
parents. So
right.
and because she didn't have that, it made it very difficult for her. And I couldn't understand it. I remember being frustrated, like, gee, why don't she get it? What's the deal here? And but now I understand. Back then I didn't, you know, being very young and stuff. So so what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I just think even with me, you know, I felt like I grew up, you know, of course, a single parent household. But at the same time, probably by the time I turned 7 years old, I had a stepfather that came in. But, you know, I still had men. I had my grandfather. I had my uncle. But my uncle was 13 years older than me. But, you know, that factor of discipline, because I understand there has to be a nurture factor and there has to be a discipline factor. And when you mix those two together, it to me, that encompasses that guidance that you have once you get later on in life, especially when you want to interact with the opposite sex or just something that you love doing. I can just even say a hobby. But as far as just intertwining with another person, you know, of the opposite sex or whatever your preference is, I'm just saying, it has to be a little bit of the nurture and a little bit of that discipline, because to me, if one without the other, you know, it's, to me, it's not there. It's not there. You'll find it. It'll be there, but it's a gradual process. You
mm-hmm.
get it sooner once you have those two factors, nurture and discipline, because you'll know how to treat a woman. You'll know how to treat your man, whatever, you know, whatever the situation is. Again, you know, and a lot of things you have to kind of, and I know you didn't talk about it, but I know you have to, you have to learn the difference between the love and the lust, because you know the lust is there, you know,
mm-hmm.
you have to find a way to interpret which one is which, you know, especially in your college years. You know, I went to college, I pledged my fraternity and whatnot, and the women were coming. You know, I'm not saying I'm all that or whatever, I'm just saying, you know, but you have to learn, and I think that guidance from back when I was 7 to at least 14 or 15, that me knowing those things in those years, it kind of helped me out by the time I turned 19, and by the time I turned 20. So,
mm-hmm.
but again, like you said, it's just so many, you can't really explain it, you know, but you know it, you know
right.
that feeling. So,
right.
But
now let me just ask you this. You said that your stepfather, he made a difference in your life?
Yeah. He really did. You know, my dad, you know, once I got older, you know, I came out to California. My dad lives out there. My mother raised me back in Arkansas. She was pregnant with me out there, and she moved back home to, you know, small town in Southwest Arkansas, whatnot, and raised me. And by the time I turned 6 or 7, she got with my stepdad, and they got married. And once once I was raised, once that discipline was there, you know, I had my discipline from my granddad. You know, my granddad, you know, he ruled with an iron fist, you know, and I, you know, it's all good. But that father, that person that's, you know, my mother's age, someone that I saw as two parents, you know, my granddad was a parent, but he was kind of on the outsider. You know, and I don't mean outsider, you know,
right, I know what you
in
mean.
A bad way. You know,
right,
but
he just wasn't in the house continuously.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
where you were.
Go ahead.
No, I'll go ahead, finish your story.
Once my stepdaddy came in the picture and I had that two parent thing, you know, and understanding the love that he gave my mother and vice versa. And
mm-hmm.
you know, but even at the same time, you know, when my was going through whatever financial issues, of course, you moved back in with my grandmother. And, you know, and that's when, you know, we had all of the women in the house with my grandmother, and my aunt was still in the house. She was young and whatnot. So, but, it, you know, but he was still there to give me discipline, You know, my mother was there to nurture me. My grandmother was there to nurture me. My aunt was there to nurture me. And my granddaddy was there every now and then to be stern. But my stepdad was always there. So, but all the things that I had absorbed from age 7, again, to age 7 to about age 15, those are the things that I took upon myself to kind of just remember and just absorb it, like I said. And by the time I turned 20 and 21, when the young ladies were, you know, looking good, you know, I kind of I understood, I kind of differentiate between what was lust and what I was loving. There was a lot of lust there. I mean, I'm not going to front. You know, there was a lot of lust. But then, you know, there was that one, you know, the one that got away. I know it's kind of cliche to say, but it was that one that got away. And, you know, but you knew it. Well, and the feeling was mutual, believe it or not, but, you know, just things just didn't work out the way it should have. And, you know, I'm happy. I'm glad, you know.
That's cool. I'm just going to back you up a little bit. I just want to back up a little bit because I don't want us to overlook the power of someone.
Did I forget to mention the power?
The power
of a
stepfather or a stepmother who steps in to a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to do
mm-hmm.
it, right?
Mm-mm.
It's not like mm-hmm. you were their natural child. He had,
mm-hmm.
as a matter of fact, he had a chance to observe you before he even decided that he wanted to marry your mom. So
mm-hmm.
it's like, you know, but he made that decision to step in and to help to raise you, which is so incredible and so powerful, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And praise God, because you are a really decent human being. And it really, you know, we don't know what could have happened, what your outcome would have been without, you know, having somebody there to love you through the
mm-hmm.
difficult times in your life. Because as a young man, you know, in urban areas, we can really get ourselves into situations that we probably don't even know we're doing. So to have somebody that just trying to keep you on course is a blessing in disguise. And so I have to take my hat off to step parents because of that
mm-hmm.
kind of, you know, that kind of willingness to sacrifice, you know, your own stress. And, you know, I mean, you have to really deal with a lot of stuff, especially when you're dealing with a stepchild, because a stepchild is quick to say, you're not my dad,
you're not my mom.
You know what I'm saying? So to actually put yourself in that position, it is powerful. So to me, that goes back to answering the question, why is love so important? This is one particular reason why. This man on the phone is a beautiful human being that could have went the other way, but he had somebody to come into his life and make sure he stayed on course to be a decent human being, to be someone that could be an asset to society and bless other people like he has blessed me and other people that other musician people that I know that go on to his radio show. So
mm-hmm.
thank you for sharing that story. It's so important. So listen, what I'm going to do is that I'm going to take a small break. I just want to play
mm-hmm.
another love song. And then we're gonna come back and get yourself some water or something. I know I need some right now. So I'm going to take a little small break, and we'll be right back. And listen, guys, I hope you're enjoying the show. If you have any questions, anything you want to say, please feel free to call in at 718 area code 305-6332. Once again, that's 718 area code 305-6332. Push 1 to speak to the host, which is me. If you have a question for Don or myself, please feel free to let us know. Otherwise, you can go to the chat room, just type in a question if you're online with us, and we appreciate you guys very much. We'll be right back. We're going to play this beautiful track by a great innovator, somebody that really set this music industry up for black artists and from the R&B field, Mr. Smokey Robinson. We'll be right back.
But in the game, I lost you. What a price to pay. I'm crying. Ooh.
You know, that's the live. And that's one thing I love about live performances is because, you know, as a musician, it is so wonderful to get the reaction of the listeners and the people that are, because we actually are participating together. We're doing the music and you guys are doing your part and we're going back and forth and we're vibing off of you, you're vibing off of us, and we're creating this wonderful, unbelievable environment where we all can have a great time. And that's what it sounds like was just happening with Smokey Robinson there. So thank you, Mr. Smokey Robinson, for sharing one of your great cuts. Oh, my God. So anyway, my brother, Mr. Don Fleming, you guys is on the phone. Hey, did I spell your name right, Fleming?
How do you spell your last name?
Oh, wow.
F-L-E-M-I-N-G. Yeah, you spelled it right. Usually people might put two M's, and some people might even put an S at the end. I'm like, where the devil did you, why did you add an S, you know? But anyway, yeah.
You know, I have that problem with Woods. You know, I have a lot of friends of Mark Woods and Vernon Woods, and but there is one of them, but see, I don't even know. One of them, Mark Woods is the lead singer from Lakeside. One, and Vernon is a singer who sings on a lot of records. And so I don't know I think Mark's last name is Wood, and Vernon's is Woods. So I might be one of those people that do what you just said. Where did you get an S? You know, so it's just, you know, because sometimes other people may have heard the name Flemings,
as opposed to,
you know, so.
Well, you know, some people might put like I used to do it with Jeffrey Daniel, you know, I would think Jeffrey Daniels.
Exactly. By the way, Jeffrey Daniels is one of the singers in Shalimar.
Yes.
So anyway, so listen, I wanted to get back with you on the romantic part of love. So, because I know that's where you're going. And that's real powerful. You know, I mean, I love to love. I love being in love with someone who loves me back. And that seems to be the difficult thing when it comes to being in love. It seems like some people don't get the fair shake. In other words, they fall in love with someone, but the other person doesn't love them the way that they want, that they're loving them. And that's not fair. And that's just so wrong. And I think that people need to be really honest and upfront and go, you know what? You know, I'm just not feeling this the way that you're feeling it. And so I don't want to take advantage of you. And or waste your time. And to me, it's so important that we learn to express ourselves for the sake of, you know, protecting someone else's feelings. And, you know, but what happens is we get so caught up in using people, using each other, you know, and not thinking about what has happened. Now, I was in a relationship with a lady, and we were friends, but she wanted more. But I enjoyed the friendship deeply. You know, she's a great friend, and so, and there were benefits there for me. In the meantime, when I decided to move on and I found somebody to love that I was in love with and that I was turned on, you know, because I have to be attracted to you for me to want to be with you, I believe. For me, I want to be attracted. I mean, that's just so, and it's not that the other person wasn't, she was just my friend, and that's, I kind of like capped it off there, that we would be friends. But she didn't, and I think that I should have said, you know what, then I probably shouldn't be around you that much. Because it's just, I'm basically giving you false hope. And but for some reason, man, you know, you just don't think about that kind of stuff until it's too late. And so, I screwed up. And
you always you hate when you're down the road somewhere, you know, 2 years, 3 years down the road, and you're like, dang, what if? I never wanted to be in that situation where I say, what if, but. You know, I was so used to it because I was friend zoned a lot. You know, I was put in the friend zone so many times, it's not even funny. But so I got used to it. But you know, but I think, you know, there's a gentleman by the name of Theodore Pendergrass, and he has a song that's his words are, "It's so good loving somebody, and somebody loves you back." And I take that song to heart, you know. I really do. Because because there has to be that mutual, there has to be that mutual attraction, and nothing gets, you know, you're not in a relationship if there's not a mutual sense of attraction there, you know?
Right.
I mean, when someone, when it's one person loving somebody and one person being mentally stimulating as far as physical and physically attracted, you know, like, let's keep it real. You know, if there's those factors are there, you know, and it's not reciprocated, there's no reciprocity, then, you know, it's a, it is a problem, you know. It is a problem. That's why I was very shy. So, like I said, I've been put in friend zone, in the friend zone so many times, you know, when I was single, you know. But, it, you know, it's going back to the last segment about it. It's just you'll know once there is that mutual level of emotion, you know, from you know, from both sides. So
yes.
That's basically, yeah, but go ahead. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
You didn't.
Okay.
You didn't. I mean,
so
I'm listening
polite.
To you.
I'm so polite. No, but you know, for real.
But you know,
no, for real.
Relationships can be difficult, period. We all know that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that goes without saying, right? But I have to say it
exactly.
Anyway. But, you know, it's just a responsibility on each person's part to be decent about and honest about how you feel when you go into a relationship, you know. And so because it's like you, I there's no reason for me to date you and, you know, continue to date you if I don't see a potential of marrying you. It's just, why am I wasting your time? You know, I'm not going to waste your time or my time. So I refuse to date. I didn't date for a long time. What am
right.
I dating for? It just doesn't make any sense. It's just, I'm playing with people's emotions or misleading someone, you know, and or myself. Because what happens is at that point now, this physical thing has taken priority, right? And
right,
this guy,
right.
I'm just going to be with this girl because she makes me feel good that way. Not because this is the one that I want to be in love with. I'm not even planning on taking it past, you know, a certain point. That is just wrong. But
right.
Women and guys, we all are guilty of that same thing. So that's why I believe that it's so important that right up front, we are really honest with the person and protect the integrity of love by sharing your true feelings and not playing with it and misleading people or misguiding people.
Oh, definitely. I'm with you there. I think, again, it's just a part of human, oh, well, the human element and the human experience because, you know, you have to, I think it's kind of mandatory. I don't know if I'm talking crazy, but it just feels like it's just mandatory to have these feelings in life. You know, I can't picture one person that goes through life that do not have these feelings or do not do these things, you know, mess up in the relationship or have these feelings in the relationship where, you know, that love, there's not any reciprocity as far as the level of love and nurture each other, each person needs. You know, I can't fathom a person going through their whole life, you know, adolescent to adulthood, you know, to your senior years, you know, I just can't see a person being 60 years old and not having that feeling one time or another in their life, you know. But again, I just feel like it's all a part of the human experience.
Yeah, love is a beautiful thing, man.
Who are you telling?
it's so far away from lust. It's so far away from lust. Lust
is
something totally different. Love is an amazing opportunity, you know, and it is a gift, and something that I can't live without, you know, and it's my mother's fault, and I shouldn't even say that. God started all this stuff, right? But my mom, she's the first one who loved me. You know, in the physical life, not in spiritual life, but in the physical life. My mother was the first one who physically loved me. And so I love her desperately because of it. And I truly appreciate her just teaching me how love is supposed to be given, you know. And along the way, I made some mistakes because I got caught up in the physical and the spiritual and, you know, and the relational love. And so it was just, it was confusing, you know, but as we grow, we are supposed to learn, you know. And so I was learning as I was going, but I always remembered, you know. And that's what gives you your what do you call it? Like, it gives you your gut, you know the difference between wrong and right.
It's just the instinct, you know.
Yeah, you've been.
Oh, yeah.
Know the difference between wrong and right. And so, therefore, you know, I knew when I was doing wrong, and I knew when I was doing right. And
yeah, it's like
and,
you touch a hot stove. It's like you touch that hot stove. Why you keep touching that hot stove when you know it's hot and you know that feeling you get, you know?
Yeah.
So, but I feel that level of when you talked about lust, I think, you know, when you know that feeling of lust, if you're adamant on trying to turn that lust into love, you know, I'll say 8 times out of 10, it's a done deal. You know, it's not going to work out for you, you know, because you're trying to turn.
For example, on your point, Don, just for people that maybe not understand what is he talking about, I'm going to give you guys an example. There's a lot of times people say, he might not be what I want, but I'm going to change him. I'm going to change. And, you know, when you go in it with that frame of mind, like, he is who he is, or she is who she is. And so when you go in there, when you think you can, you know, whip that thing on him and change him and make him, you know, that's when you set yourself for failure.
For failure.
Because that is not it. You can't go in there like that. You really have to pay attention to the person that's in front of you. Who is he? They're telling you who they are, rather they know they are not. The most important thing that you can do is pay attention. You know, we have to pay attention. That's it. All you got to do is pay attention, and you know. But if you're not, if you're just caught up in the wrong thing, it's just going to go right past you. And at the end of the day, you're going to get hurt, and then you're going to wonder, why did I get hurt? How did that happen? Why did he do that to me? Because you weren't paying attention. You were so busy in your car driving down the street enjoying the music that you didn't see the light turn red. Then you got into an accident. You have to pay attention. It is so important. We all have to pay attention. The signs are there. It's up to us if we want to look at them. You know, get into these crazy relationships, and a lot of times people get into this same kind of relationship over and over again. You're attracted to the same kind of person. Why? Why are you attracted to that same kind of person? Because you're not paying attention, or you like it, and that's just what you like, and you can't do nothing about it. So you have to accept it for what it is, or you need to figure out if you like it but it's not good for you, then you need to put a stop to what you think you like. And so when you get turned on by that person, you need to, you need to shut it down immediately. You got to be honest with yourself. We all have to be honest with ourselves.
Definitely.
Anything else on that type of love, my brother? Relationship?
Just to piggyback off what you said, you're definitely right. I think, you know, again, I didn't want to go off tangent talking about the lust thing, but yeah, you took it home with me when you mentioned about trying to change someone. I think especially if a person is 30, you know, if you're 30 and you're trying to change somebody to say, oh, you're trying to mold that person from that lust to love and say, I can change him. He can do this to me physically, but maybe I can get him to go to church, or I can get him to do this, blah, blah, blah. you know, it's you're setting yourself up for failure. I'll say in 9, 8 times out of 10, you know, you're setting yourself up for failure. It's not, you know, but again, don't let me steer you the wrong way. But I just think with relationships that are like that, it's just, you know, it's a little far-fetched to try to change someone, especially, again, especially if someone's in their 30s and they're looking for, even if they're looking for compatibility, you know, sometimes those things don't work. So, but that's all. That's basically what I wanted to say to piggyback off you.
Okay. So, listen, so we're going to come back again. But so we talked about the kind of love that we get from a parent. We talked about the kind of love that we have in relationships with, you know, man and woman and all that kind of stuff. And so we're going to come back. We only got like 11 minutes left in the show. So when we come back, I want to talk about the spiritual love, and then we'll be done. And I truly, truly appreciate you guys very much for listening. But it is, I got to tell you something, Don. I don't know where, you know, what the temperature is like where you are, but here in Southern California, and I'm right on the beach. I'm literally on the beach. It is hot. It's hot. So I'm going to play a song that relates to the temperature. And you guys, we'll be right back. Don Fleming and Wardell Potts.
All in my mind.
Wow, now that was a quick fade. Whoa. But, you know, y'all know that song, right? I grew up on that song in Philadelphia. Oh, man, that was the song for the bands to play, for people to get up and dance. Those were all of the cabarets we used to have back in the day. They don't have cabarets anymore. We used to have cabarets. I'm surprised I remember that word. And it's so much fun. People would just fill up the park or the facility, the location, wherever the cabaret was. And I even mentioned to some of the groups back in Philadelphia that still perform, you know, do gigs. I said, you guys should do a cabaret. And they, like, can't believe that came out of my mouth. And I don't think they've done it yet. So I'm going to really influence them to do it. They got to do it. It's just so, it was so good. Everybody was dressed up and looked really nice and had a great time. People were very respectful and just was enjoying good music, good people, and good food. So anyway, let's close this out, brother. So I just wanted to share from a spiritual point of view why love is so important. We know that we were all created by love. God is love. And, you know, I feel so blessed so many times in my life when I was just out there, didn't know what was going on. But because, you know, my dad was a preacher, and my dad taught me about, you know, God and, you know, the Bible and stuff. But I wasn't listening as a kid. I really wasn't. I was a kid. That stuff was just like, it was just information. I wasn't trying to, you know, like, I wasn't trying to keep it in my brain. But it stayed like commercials that you don't care about. It just goes in without your permission, right? And all of a sudden you find yourself singing a commercial. You go, what the? How did that happen? Well, that's exactly how it was with my dad, you know, preaching every Sunday. I was always at the church and he's preaching. And so, but I knew when I came out here to California and I was all by myself and I was came out here to audition to be a part of Solar Records, I was so lost and so concerned because I was away from my family for so long and I didn't realize. I was only 20, I think, going on 21, and I was very naive. But there was only one thing that I did know. And it's so weird. I knew that God loved me. How did that happen?
How did that happen?
You know, and it was just amazing. And I remember talking to my dad, and I said, Dad, I'm going to come back home. I don't know if this is what I want to do. And he says, you always can come home. But this is it. This is your time. This is what you've been wanting to do. So stay out there and go for it. And then the song came on by Kenny Loggins called This Is It. Make no mistake, you are, this is it. The waiting is over. And I was like, whoa. And so I said, this is it. And I knew, okay, we're about to run out of time, but I knew with God in my life that it was going to be okay. I had God as my foundation. And because of the love of God, I have been completely blessed. I have a great friend on the other line here that I'm talking with because of the love of God. I have a great wife. I have great grandchildren. I have my great children, my mother, my great parents. And I just thank God for just love, period, giving us that opportunity. I'll let you go ahead and close it out, Don.
First of all, I just want to thank you for having me on the show. I definitely enjoyed the conversation, enjoyed the music. You're the man.
It's all
but,
good.
But just wanted to, if you guys are in the area listening to the show and you kind of want to check out my show once again every Thursday, go to www.kabf.org. You click on Listen Live, and you'll listen live. Simple as that. And I'm assuming for all you West Coast coasters out there, it's going to be from 5 to 6:30 on Thursday evening, which is 7 to 8:30 here in Central Time. So that's pretty much it. But thank you, Wardell, for giving me the opportunity to hang out with you on your show and everything. I really appreciate it. Learned a lot from you.
Hey, God bless you guys. We love you. Good night. This is Wardell.
at the beginning, when I didn't care, like my own reflection. My friend, you broke me down. Since then, darling, it's hard to track you down. My mistake. Love you, boy. Love you, boy. My mistake was to give my all. Tell the world. If a girl loves you, you only call.